Welcome to Wednesday morning, April 22nd, 2020. Am I right glasses on? Yeah. great big news day we had here today. Welcome to everybody to Pain in the Morning. A great solid Pain in the Morning episode today, Tuesday, and then we followed up with a episode 19 of our podcast titled Exclusive Top Scientist and HIV AIDS Research Pioneer Dr. Judy Mikovits Blows Whistle on Dr. Fauci and Corrupt DC Medical Cartel. Disturbing details of threats, intimidation, research theft, tainted vaccines, fraud, pay-to-play, greed, and the FBI cover-up of it all. So, more on that coming on True Pundit today. That's where you can find our news, truepundit.com. And if you want to pitch in and help us, we're on patreon.com. Excuse me, I've been talking all day. I'm going to have to get my voice muscles going. Patreon.com/truepundit. That's how you can help support us and allow us to keep doing what we're doing. We've been out in front of the pack for a long time, and we continue to be out in front of the pack on a lot of things, and we're happy to be out in front of the pack. Good place to be. So that's that. Those are the plugs. Let's jump into the Wednesday morning news. Not a lot of it's good, by the way. And we're doing a video podcast of this on Patreon.com/TruePundit. People seem to like that, and I think we found a winner. A lot of feedback on that. And sometimes I look up at the camera, and I talk to the camera. You can't see that, obviously, when you're doing a podcast, unless you're some type of Svengali. First headline, large public... This is really... They put this stuff on here, these guys who prepped this for me. I don't prep this, right? They put the stuff on here because they know it's going to set me off. They must know that. Let's put it in there. We'll send them over the edge. It's good radio. Large public companies are taking small businesses' payroll loans. Can you believe this? Paycheck Protection Program. Remember that? U.S. government has allocated $2.43 million of the publicly $349 billion to publicly traded companies, according to Morgan Stanley. Several of the companies have market values well in excess of $100 million, including DMC Global, Wave Life Sciences, and Fiesta Restaurant Group. There's a whole list here. You can see this on our website. When we do Pain in the Morning, we're linking all these stories if you want to follow up on them, because I just cut through the, like a hot knife through butter. I don't read all the stuff. So if you want to follow up on the stories, they're in the Pain in the Morning link with links to the full stories. The PPE was designed to help the nation's smallest mom and pop shops keep employees on the payroll and prevent mass layoffs across the country amid the coronavirus pandemic. I think you've seen some pretty shameful acts by some large companies to take advantage of the system, said Howard Schultz, former Starbucks chairman and CEO. Instead, the government should act as a backstop for the banks to give every small business and every independent restaurant a bridge to the vaccine, a bridge to the vaccine. Jesus. And that is the money and the resources to make it through. He's well-intentioned. He's saying, you know, bridge to the vaccine. I'm not taking a fucking vaccine, I'll tell you that. I'll go down to Mexico, get three cheap bottles of mezcal and go on a bender in the desert before you pump some shit into my arm from Bill Gates and those weirdos. After talking to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and some other folks. Screw that, man. Sign me up for the peyote bus. I'll dust off my Doors 8-track, Waiting for the Sun. I mean, it's, you know, it's crazy. 4,400 of the approved loans exceeded $5 million. The size of the typical loan for small business nationally was $206,000. Again, I'm having problems reading. I'm losing it. You know what it was like at dinner tonight? My young son said, hey, try one of these Mike's Hard Lemonade. I'm like, look, I got a show tonight on Patreon. I just finished it. He's like, no, no, it's really good. I said, come on. This is like hard lemonade. And I drank it. It was like black cherry. I'm like, hey, this is pretty good. You could get ripped on this. It's like 5%. It tastes like soda. So it was that one damn Mike's Hard Lemonade that has me stammering. I don't drink that much anymore. New headline, most small firms report not yet getting money from virus funds. This is, the government is so bad at everything they do. It doesn't matter who's running it. These feckless dopes, they could, where else could they work? It's like welfare. They're not good at what they do. You can't get fired. Most of them are crooks. And they get rewarded. Meanwhile, you're out here. If you take a grape at the supermarket, six thugs come swinging down on a rope and choke you out with the plastic bags. Only about 20% of small businesses that applied for a loan under the Paycheck Protection Program had money deposited in their account as of April 17th. What? 20%? Where's the money? Just what I said, the banks are going to hoard the money. They'll make money on the float. They'll slow things down. If you get any money at all, it's going to be slow. The $349 billion that Congress allocated for PPP, in which the U.S. Small Business Administration guaranteed loans for lenders to disperse, was exhausted on Thursday after just 13 days. SBA stopped accepting applications for the coronavirus-related EIDI funding last week when the $17 billion allocated for that program ran out. They did some kind of survey here. Okay, these are financial institutions, okay? They did a survey of financial institutions. Also in this is interesting. The survey showed that the majority of members of this trade group think the economy won't recover until next year or later. That's 2021. Ask how long they think it will take for their local economy to return to near pre-crisis levels. 39% said sometime in 2021. A total of 21% said by December, while 20% said between 2022 and 2024. Just 11% said by this July, and 4% said after 2024. Yikes. That is not good news. Obviously. That's damn bad news, is what I call it. The survey was done by the National Federation of Independent Businesses. So these are small businesses saying, buckle down, buckle up. It's going to be a while. I thought it was a banking group, but no. Small businesses. Well, that's good. Nothing gets your heart going and your mind racing like a good 3 or 4 year setback. Can I go to Mexico for those 2 or 3 years and come back? And it would pretty much be right where I'm at. I mean, real estate taxes in Mexico are fairly reasonable. Yeah, sure, you might get shanked in the market, buying a kumquat, but that taxes, yeah, the trade-offs. Georgia, Tennessee, South Carolina announced plans to reopen some businesses and wind down coronavirus stay-at-home orders. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp said certain businesses, including gyms and hair salons, can reopen beginning this Friday. Well, thank God we can get these damn gyms back open. And the hair salons. What are my Guido friends supposed to do? There's no gyms. There's no hair salons. They're just walking around the house in their wife beaters. Meanwhile, Tennessee Governor Bill Lee confirmed the state's stay-at-home order, previously extended to April 30th, will end that day. This maniac in Pennsylvania, as a side note, Wolf, is running things into the middle of May. Still has the liquor stores closed down. Al Capone would be jealous. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster said businesses previously deemed non-essential, department stores, flea markets, florists, bookstores, and music shops could reopen their doors. Let's get those flea markets open. That's where I want to buy my meat. This is going to uncover an incredible market for antique meat. You might be an antique waiting in line to get meat. These businesses will open according to, this is Tennessee, these businesses will open according to specific guidance that will provide in accordance with state and national experts. Oh, yeah. Bring Tony Fauci in, a guy who never had a fucking job, and help him dictate when a business opens. That's great. Said Tennessee Governor Bill Lee. Social distancing works. And as we open up our economy, it will be more important than ever that we keep social distancing as lives and livelihoods depend on it. Yeah. Bill Lee. Is he in relation to Buddy Lee? Remember that dumb little doll that was on the jeans commercial? Whenever I hear Lee, I think of that doll. Welcome to my twisted head. Blah, blah, blah. Bureaucrats, bureaucrats, blah, 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 blah. Next story. Barr, our friend Barr. Trump admin can jawbone, in quotes, the state. Let's start over again. Barr, colon, Trump admin can, quote, jawbone the states to open. When I see Barr talking about jawbone, he's waiting for Golden Corral to open, I'll tell you that. He wants to jawbone that buffet. Just vicious. When you grow up with ball busters and assholes, he's just... They come right into your head, four or five comebacks at a time. You just pick one. In a broad-ranging phone interview with conservative halfwit, radio host Hugh Hewitt on Tuesday, Attorney General William Barr described several important legal theories about how the federal government could make life very difficult for states which refuse to open after COVID-19 shutdowns. This is like a lot of this is just him posturing. What's he going to do? You know what I mean? I just don't see it. Well, first of all, Hewitt is a strange guy. A guy I know real well in D.C. says, hey, I want you to come down to lunch and we're going to go out. Hugh Hewitt wants to meet you. And I said, what else you got planned? I'm not coming to lunch with Hugh Hewitt. I don't really care about Hugh Hewitt. Oh, he really wants to meet you and all this stuff. I said, okay, cool. But I'm not coming. If you got something else going on, if we're going to meet with some other people. So, like, the guy flipped out and, like, blocks me on Twitter. And I called my buddy back. I said, I went to check out Hugh Hewitt's page, and he blocked me. Yeah, he's not happy with you. I was like, fuck Hugh. Get it? H-U-G. Who does he think he is? I don't know who this guy is. Anyway, Barr's argument started with the premise that coronavirus-related restrictions have gone too far. Well, they have. Did you see the, look, some cop in Idaho today arrested a mom and her kid at a playground? Have you seen this clip? I saw it right when I got off air for the More Pain show on patreon.com/TruePundy. You like how I worked in that plug? I'm getting better at this. I was like, come on, this is stupid. If you're a, look, I support police, right? I do. Because they protect us. But when they stop being that wall between us and chaos, and don't forget, we pay these folks. So it's not like, you know, this is some kind of a charity. But I do realize they put their lives on the line, and anything can happen at any time, especially I have a lot of friends that are cops. But if you're arresting a mom at a playground, buddy, you've hit rock bottom. This is bad. During this time, come on, you got to be better than that. Tell whoever your boss is to go fuck himself. Tell your chief, you go arrest him, hero. Get off your fat can and you go arrest him. I'm not going to be, if I was a cop, I'm not going to be the guy where the video goes viral. I'm not going to be that guy. Back to the story. The very fact that Barr's talking to Hugh Hewitt is funny in itself. Jawbone. This is fun in the media. The use of the verb. This is like, who wrote this? Law and Crime, these guys. This is what they call filler. Okay. The use of the verb jawbone is important here. As a noun, obviously, the jawbone is the recipient of many a punch levied by many assailant in movies and fiction. Its usage as a verb is not totally dissimilar. As a verb, to jawbone someone is defined sometimes as speaking forcefully and persuasively, and other times as a, quote, attempt to persuade or pressure by force of one's position of authority. In other words, Barr has no problem throwing the weight of the Federal Department of Justice behind the Trump administration's wishes to pressure the states to reopen, and he has no problem doing it by joining citizens' lawsuits against state governors. Citizens' lawsuits? Send these knuckleheads a memo saying, open up or you lose sanctuary city funding, heroes. These guys will open up. They'll say, you want us to open up 24/7 or what do you want? But at least, hey, this is why you listen to this newscast. You get up on what a jawbone is. My God. To talk to the guys about that one. New headline. Iowa sends, what are we at? 19 minutes. All right. Iowa, too much time on jawbone. Jesus Christ. I feel like Fred Flintstone out here with the jawbone article. Iowa sends National Guard troops to defend meat plants from virus. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds said 250 National Guard members have been moved to full-time federal duty status and could help with testing and contract testing, tracing. Help with testing and contact tracing for workers as plants operated by Tyson Foods Incorporated and the National Beef Packing Company. Contact tracing, does that mean like you get they follow you around? See where you go. The disruptions are stoking concerns for eventual fresh meat shortages in grocery stores, as well as leaving some farmers without a market for their animals. The Iowa governor said at some point we're going to have to be talking about euthanizing hogs. And we're not that far from it. I have a lot of jokes that pop into my head on that about folks in Hollywood, but I'll shut up. And that would be devastating, not only for food supply, but for the cost of food going forward. I mean, I said this, you can watch these, especially pork prices, with Smithfield's, a Chinese company closing down a bunch of places in the Midwest and West. They're going to go. The pork prices are going to jump. Here's another one. Minnesota pork plant shuts down after the outbreak among workers. JBS SA, the world's top meat company, will shutter its pork processing facilities in Minnesota following outbreak of coronavirus. If you like bacon and pork, I get out there and get some now. I said this a couple days ago, and then I said it to a patreon.com/truepundit members a month ago, maybe more. Get out there and get the meat, get the pork. It's coming. Even my wife said to me, "How do you know what's going to happen a month from now? I think you're making some leaps here." Yeah. I'm not going to be one of the guys leaping from dot to dot, 6 feet apart, like it's some kind of an Olympic event in the grocery store. So don't worry about it. Get the meat and get the pork and don't worry about it. Believe me. The Worthington, Minnesota facility accounts for about 5% of U.S. capacity. Okay, so I think with the Smithfield shops that closed, it was roughly 15%, all the different Smithfields of U.S. Pork. This is 5%, so that's 20% that just from what we've been reading about on here that have gone. Now, we got... Let's look at the beef and pork. Our boys did a breakdown that was in the news story. I get these notes that says, "Read this and don't be funny." Okay. Everybody's a damn director around, Hollywood director around here. Now we got a microphone and people are telling me what to do. This is like a Saturday around here. I go out in the yard, look around. Next thing you know, somebody throws a rake at me. A wheelbarrow and a dream. Okay, so closed U.S. meat plants. Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Smithfield. Pork. Greeley, Colorado, JBS. Beef. Worthington, Minnesota, JBS. Pork. Columbus Junction, Iowa, Tyson. Pork. Tama, Iowa, National Beef. Beef Company, Martin City, Missouri, Smithfield Pork, Cudahy, Wisconsin, Smithfield Pork. And so you're seeing this is happening. The JBS's Worthington facility, where was that at? In Minnesota, okay. Is tied for third in total U.S. hog slaughter capacity based on the Steiner Consulting data. The facility employs 2,000 people and processes 20,000 hogs per day, according to the company statement. There are reports of other major hog, cattle, and poultry processing plants dealing with the cases of coronavirus among their workforce, and whether they can continue to stay open will depend on the scale of the outbreak. This is going to lead to problems, folks. Especially if restaurants start opening back up and people actually go back to restaurants. You can guarantee you're going to see prices jump. Again, I'll say it again. If you haven't gotten your butts out there to score some beef and some pork, now's a good time to do it. Like right now, leave the house. No, I'm kidding. How'd you like to be working at the Steiner Consulting data, who rates the U.S. hog slaughter capacity around the country. I bet you that's a fun Christmas party. That's a wild Christmas party. Woo! Pull Americans sour on China amid pandemic. Broader rivalry. Geez. I wonder why. You know, you have to wonder why that would be. The poll conducted last month by the nonpartisan Pew Research Center found that 2/3 of those surveyed, or 66%. I think we can figure out what the hell 2/3 means. We all know it's 66%. Who writes this? Where is this from? I don't have to look it up. Had an unfavorable view of China. That's a significant jump of 20 percent points since Donald Trump entered the White House in 2000. It's Trump's fault. They're pinning it on Trump. Everything was fine until Trump came in. That's what they're saying. The results suggest that the Americans are receptive to the Trump administration's broad antagonism toward China. Who wrote this fucking rag sheet? I'm not reading this shit. Next. They put this stuff in here to piss me off. If it's working, it's fucking working. Sorry about the F-bombs. Well, part of me is sorry. Another part doesn't really care. My mom's half apologizes. My dad's half says, shut up and move along. Welcome to my life. New headline, coronavirus. U.S. university stops using Chinese testing kits after some found to be contaminated. Is that Trump's fault, too? Were these testing kits fine until he came into the office and now they're just not performing well because Trump was mean to the testing kits? Is that what happened here? The University of Washington School of Medicine went to extraordinary lengths to airlift tens of thousands of COVID-19 testing kits from China. Okay. A Seattle importer used a business associate in China who had a connection to a doctor in the province hardest hit by the disease to secure testing kits from the Shanghai factory. And then they had them flown stateside as soon as possible on an Amazon chartered plane. $125,000 for the kits. What kind of Nicolas Cage, Steven Seagal operation is this? A Seattle importer used a business associate in China who had a connection to a doctor. And the university, no wonder. Where'd they get these things from? They found these in a strip club. Last week, the saga took a bad turn. University of Washington Medicine has decided to halt, at least temporarily, the use of the testing kits from Lingen Precision Medical Products after a small percentage of the kits showed signs of contamination. Geoff Baird, the intern chair of the University of Washington Department of Laboratory Medicine, said he first learned of the problem on April 16th when a colleague notified him of the liquid in the vials he had sent appeared to have changed in color. Yeah. Welcome to China, buddy. That's not a testing kit. That's Chinese aqua velva. Many of the vials appear to be fine, but the liquid in a small percentage of them had turned to an orange or yellow color. I wonder what that could be. Rather than hot pink, an indication of bacterial growth. Some appeared cloudy, too. What the hell's going on in these vials? Well, it's University of Washington. Maybe some of the fraternity guys got a hold of these vials. I don't know. Laboratory testing confirmed there was a bacteria called... I'm not even trying that. It's like... 26, it doesn't matter. No one cares what the fucking bacteria is called. a bacteria called blah, 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 growing in the clearly contaminated samples. On its website, the National Institute of Health, our friend's parent company, Mr. Fauci, says blah, 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 can cause problems in people with a weakened immune system or in hospital settings. Isn't that the exact type of people who would need a COVID-19 test? Thanks, National Institute of Health. Thanks for being there for us. Oh, man, let's wrap that up. Wait a minute, another one. Oh, real quick. New York could begin lifting coronavirus restrictions in June. That puts us jackasses in Pennsylvania in the same boat. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Pensy, really the quad state area. I think we're looking at the restrictions being lifted in June, so buckle up. Other folks are going to probably see relaxed lockdown measures as early as first week of May. But other states, including Iowa, North and South Dakota, Nebraska, Utah, Arkansas, and Oklahoma, might need to wait until mid to late June, the model showed. What model is this? Let's take a look. According to the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, everybody knows that model. That's as popular as Christy Brinkley. Everybody knows both of those models. Well, there's still another one left. Okay, so we'll, how many of these? They're loading me up here. This is, how long have we been on here? 32 minutes? All right, this is absolutely the last one. What is it? Proposed $2,000 monthly stimulus checks and canceled rent and mortgage payments for 1 year. This is a Dem plan. This is a Dem health plan. So we won't even waste our time reading this pie in the sky bullshit. First of all, if you read the CARES Act, you already have mortgage payments canceled for 1 year. So read the CARES Act. So what are these dummies? They're just trying to get free rent. Okay, I understand that. That makes sense. The problem is, here's how you know it's a crazy Dem plan. Those who had no earnings, were unemployed, or are currently unemployed would also be eligible for the stimulus even if they didn't file a tax return. Oh. They should just throw the money from a fucking helicopter. You know? And see how that works out. And throw in a couple of turkeys like Les Nessman, too. That's Wednesday's news, folks. So we'll be back tomorrow. We had a busy day. We'll have a busy day tomorrow on True Pundit. I told you, look us up on patreon.com/TruePundit. Thanks for all your support. And we appreciate it for sure. And we'll see you soon. Keep an eye out for some more articles on Fauci tomorrow. And if you watched the More Pain show tonight on Patreon, you know what's coming. So take care.